Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get straight to the insights you need for your business. Today, we're tackling a really big one, cloud migration. We want to look closely at the financial returns, you know, the ROI, and really explore why it's such a hot topic. Why now? And we're grounding this discussion in some fresh research from Nucleus Research.
Yeah, and that Nucleus study, it really does paint a compelling picture. They found that cloud migration is now generating, get this, $3.86 in returns for every single dollar spent. And what's really striking is the change over time. Back in 2019, Nucleus found it was $3.43. So that's a 12.5% jump since then.
Pretty significant.
Wow, 12.5%. That's definitely something to pay attention to.
So, okay, let's unpack this. For organizations maybe still weighing their options, what does this ROI figure actually mean in practice? And maybe more importantly, why is now suddenly looking like such an optimal time for cloud computing? What's shifted?
It's a great question. What's fascinating here, I think, is how the fundamental economics have changed. It really boils down to a clear understanding, maybe a more painful understanding, of what legacy systems truly cost. And this understanding is being driven by, well, two powerful forces that are kind of converging right now.
Okay, converging forces. Here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Let's dig into the first one. What's putting the pressure on?
Well, the first force is simply that the cost of keeping that old on-premises infrastructure running has, frankly, exploded. For years, companies might have underestimated the full drain. We're not just talking the obvious stuff like big capital outlays for hardware refreshes every, you know, 3 to 5 years, or the rising energy bills for cooling those data centers, or even just general inflation impacting everything. No, the really crucial detail, the bit that often gets overlooked, is the alarming growth in human expenses. You need these highly specialized IT teams.
Oh, right.
People dedicated to managing security, ensuring compliance, handling backups, system admin, just to keep outdated systems afloat. It's a huge burden, especially when you think those skilled people could be working on strategic projects, things that actually drive value, instead of just, well, maintaining the status quo.
That makes complete sense. The people cost, the opportunity cost is often hidden. Okay, so if on-prem costs are spiraling up, what's the second force you mentioned that's improving the cloud ROI picture?
So that brings us to the other side of the equation, cloud pricing. While yes, prices have gone up a bit, the big players like Azure, AWS, Google Cloud, Oracle, Salesforce, they made adjustments. The key thing is that these increases are still remarkably moderate compared to those soaring on-prem costs we just talked about. The Nucleus report really highlights this. Cloud solutions are consistently proving less expensive in terms of total cost of ownership. And that gap, it's not just there, it's actually widening.
Okay, so the economics are shifting quite dramatically. Given that, where are companies really seeing the biggest bang for their buck when they make the move? Is it all just about cutting costs, or are there other benefits feeding into that $3.86 number?
Well, the Nucleus findings are very clear on this. Cost elimination is absolutely the dominant factor. It accounts for a massive 78% of that total ROI. So yes, a huge chunk comes directly from just stopping the bleed, getting rid of those expensive on-premises overheads. It hits the balance sheet directly.
78% just from cost elimination?
Yeah.
That is staggering. But, okay, that still leaves 22%. What makes up that other piece? What are those other advantages the study points to, the ones that maybe aren't just immediate cost cuts but grow over time?
Right. And that remaining 22%, that's where you see the more strategic long-term value really emerge. Think of it less as just saving money and more as building new capabilities. So first off, you get significant operational efficiency gains. When your teams aren't bogged down with infrastructure maintenance, they can redirect that energy, those skills, towards projects that actually create business value. Things like automated backups, easier scaling, automated patching needs, remove tedious manual tasks that used to eat up so much IT time. It's about enabling people to do more valuable work.
Freeing up resources, basically. Makes sense.
Exactly. Then there are huge improvements in reliability and uptime. Let's be honest, enterprise-grade cloud infrastructure offers availability that most individual organizations just can't afford to build and maintain themselves on-prem. And that directly translates into, well, two things. Protecting revenue, because less downtime means fewer lost sales or stalled operations, and boosting productivity because your people can actually, you know, work without interruption.
Good point. Security, too, I imagine. That's always a big concern.
Absolutely huge. Security and compliance are major advantages. Think about it. The leading cloud providers invest billions every year in their security infrastructure. They have armies of specialized teams focused purely on threats, prevention, compliance. A typical company, even a large one, simply can't replicate that level of investment and expertise. It's like having a world-class security force on call baked into the service.
Yeah, you can't really match that scale.
You really can't. And finally, there's innovation acceleration. Cloud platforms give you almost instant access to advanced technologies, AI, machine learning, powerful analytics tools. This lets organizations try new things, deploy new capabilities, innovate much faster without needing massive upfront investments in specialized hardware or software. Think about, say, a small research firm needing huge compute power for simulations. A few years ago, that was a multi-million dollar barrier. Now, they can spin up cloud resources on demand, run complex analyses in hours instead of weeks. That speed is transformative.
That's a powerful example. It really changes the game in terms of what's possible, not just cost savings.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've laid out the what and the why very clearly. Let's talk about the when. What makes right now the sort of critical window of opportunity for companies still thinking about migration?
Yeah, the timing aspect is really crucial right now. We're in a bit of a unique phase because the major cloud vendors are actively providing pretty strong incentives to migrate. We're seeing things like reduced costs for professional services to help with the move, significant implementation support, even really flexible payment options. These deals basically make the upfront migration costs much more manageable, and they help companies start seeing the value of that ROI much faster. And here's a key projection from Nucleus. They actually estimate that the ROI for cloud migration could increase by another 10% over the next 2 years if these current trends hold, you know, on-prem costs keep rising and cloud pricing stays relatively stable.
Wow, another 10% potentially. So there's a real quantifiable cost to delaying then. It sounds like organizations that wait are facing a double whammy.
Yeah.
They're stuck paying those higher maintenance costs for their old gear, and they're missing out on these vendor incentives, which, let's face it, probably won't last forever as the market matures.
That's exactly it. You've hit the nail on the head. It really raises an important question, doesn't it? What's the actual cost of inaction right now? It's not zero.
The urgency definitely seems clear.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears slightly. For the IT leaders listening, the people who are actually grappling with these decisions day to day, what are the practical, concrete steps they should be taking to navigate this and potentially capitalize on this window?
Yeah, moving beyond the why to the how. The financial case is becoming so strong, it's really shifting from an option to more of a competitive requirement, you could argue. So for organizations still heavily invested in on-prem, there are a few critical things to focus on. First, and this is vital, is a truly comprehensive total cost assessment. Often, organizations only look at the obvious costs, hardware, software licenses, but you have to dig deeper. Include the hidden stuff, facilities costs, power consumption, the real cost of IT personnel time tied up in maintenance.
The opportunity cost again.
Exactly. Plus security equipment, backup systems, the capital tied up in assets that are depreciating. You need the full picture, not just the invoice line items. Second, think carefully about migration timing and sequencing. Even with the clear economic benefits, you need a smart strategy. Don't try to boil the ocean. Look for the initial candidates, applications with predictable workloads maybe, or those with specific compliance needs that are easier to manage in the cloud, or definitely anything that's due for a hardware refresh soon anyway. Those are often the quick wins that build momentum.
Start smart, basically.
Precisely. And finally, vendor selection and negotiation. Right now, the cloud providers are competing fiercely for enterprise migration deals. This gives customers leverage. So organizations should absolutely use that market dynamic. Push for favorable terms on migration services, negotiate longer-term pricing agreements if possible, and secure commitments for technical assistance. Don't be afraid to ask. The leverage is currently on the buyer's side.
That's great practical advice. So the bottom line really seems to be that cloud migration has evolved way beyond just an IT project. It's fundamental to business competitiveness now. That $3.86 ROI figure from Nucleus isn't just a number. It represents the real, tangible benefits of shared infrastructure, automation, and the sheer scale the cloud providers bring to the table. It's becoming baseline economics.
Absolutely. And maybe if we connect this all back to the bigger picture, the question for organizations still evaluating cloud isn't really if anymore, but how soon they should seriously begin that transition. You have these rising on-prem costs combined with relatively stable cloud pricing, plus these vendor incentives that are likely temporary. It genuinely creates a narrowing window of opportunity. So perhaps the final thought for everyone listening is, what specific steps could you take, maybe even this week, to explore what this means for your own specific context and start mapping out that path?
A very pertinent question to leave our listeners with. Thank you so much for walking us through that research and those insights today. It's certainly given us, and hopefully you, a lot to think about. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We hope this helps you make informed, strategic decisions. Until next time, keep exploring.